of you had never heard that unusual instrument before. Let me see your hands. Well, it's very rare and very wonderful, and she has taught herself to play it. Let's give her another hand. Now, let me see here now. I believe it's about time for my good cousin from down Otter Creek way to step up and sing us one song. How about Pretty Fair Lena Cush? Yeah? You want to sing that, boss? Well, all right. If you're tuned for that, well, play it.
Okay.
What is it you're tuned for?
Quick.
You said you were tuned for something else. What is it you're tuned for?
No one cares for me.
All right, my, that sounds like a sad one. Let's hear it. I want to cry some.
I'm not exactly in the mood, but then here goes.
Request, would you just play us an out and out old plain square dancing fiddle tune?
That's right.
Would you do that for us right now?
Sir. I believe so.
All right. Well, just stand up, rail back, and let her go.
See what I play now. Cindy.
Yeah,
no one got to play the old coon doll.
That's
the old coon doll.
No, I think that's enough right there.
Good.
We'll call on you again. But I want to tell you that Cousin Aubrey was doing what is known as straw beating.
Yeah, when he broke it.
He was beating the straws, and that's one of the oldest folk ways known around about in these parts. You want to say just a little something about it?
One of the first things that I remember when just a small boy was my grandfather, he and his brother, who incidentally, both of whom were born in this county, moved later to over to what we say Lafayette, most of us now say Lafayette. It was his sitting in the chimney corner in the old cabin, log cabin home where I was born. He would play, and his brother would beat the straws, and then they would switch. Both of them played the old-time fiddle. When my mother attended the square dance in this area many years ago, and short of Edenbog will remember some of these stories ahead of him, that's the only rhythm that they had for dancing. Now then, if Cousin Thelma will give us the privilege of doing it, we'll demonstrate something for you. When I broke that number two straw, you notice I went to the single straw. We used to beat both ways, using sometimes in the right hand two straws to give us that double rhythm. But that's the only rhythm they had. No five-string banjo, no guitar, no rhythm except the straws on the fiddle. And the old-time fiddler fiddled away. The other guy scratched his head and beat the straws, and the dance went on. If you will, we'll demonstrate something if we can, Cousin Thelma, here. I'm going to ask our cousin to come back up there with the fiddle and get started an old-time number. I'm going to take the two straws. We'll start on the two-straw rhythm. Then we'll change to the one. In the meantime, I'm going to ask Short of Edenbog, if he will, to come here and call the old-fashioned square. Short is one of the only ones left in this area that remembers the old four hands around, where instead of eight, you had four. Now, the cloggers are using eight. But Shorty remembers that old call for the four. So if he'll do that, and if you want to get up here and dance while we're doing it, it's all right. We're going to start with the two straws, then we'll change to the one straw. If you watch it and listen for the rhythm. And then we're going to ask the five-string banjo to come in and join us, and then the guitar. So we wind it up. We'll start the old-fashioned way, wind it up like we do it now. Careful about the weight of our straws. These straws are not actually the right kind. Furthermore than that, this is the first time I've beat straws in 25 years, believe it or not, too.
Well, play Cotton Eye Joe.
Good.
That's old, isn't it?
That's right. You go ahead.
All right, let me tune the Cotton Eye Joe.
Pull up his A string now.
Now, he has to change the tuning for his fiddle because he's going to play an old one, he says, Cotton Eye Joe.
You understand what he's doing? What we used to call him? Remember, just pulling up the A string.
He's pulling up the A string.
That's an old name.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I can sing that.
Everybody get the partners and get on the floor. Everybody out in circle four. Heavy foot, couple, forward, back, forth again. Change places, rechange. Swing your changing lady. Swing your own, break her neck or take her home. Side couples up, back and forth again. Change places, rechange. Swing your changing lady. Swing your own, break her neck or take her home. First couple out to the right, later round a lady and a gent, so, later round a gent when the gent don't go. Chicken and a bread, fresh, that's a night, no, standing with your dog, bite, no child, no way. Go out to swing your own, take her down and next one home. Home to the next and the right hand cross and how did you do, left and back and how are you? You swing sad and I swing too, that's the way we used to do. And your partner round and round. Swing your partner, swing her twice. Swing that outfit pretty and nice. Swing them all and march on home. That's the way they do it along. Everybody swing your partner. Place your head on the Indian march. Get a lady behind you and place your head on the Indian march. Get on around to get back home. Swing your partner all along and then march on back home. The modern way now. Ah, you boys, grab that gal and drag her down on the floor and let's go down. Jump up and down to the heart of the land. That's the way to promise land. Bring you up to swing your phone. Hold that gal all the way home. Bring her marching around and around. That's the way they do it now.
Folk ways are born, that's the way they are carried on, and that's the way they're handed down and so preserved that we saw it before our very eyes. Give them another hand, please. where's Cousin Joe? Not old, he's not here. Well, let's see. Where's Cousin Leo Taylor? You going to sing a song for us? Good. What are you going to sing? Well, they'll be glad to. Where are you from, Leo?
From Tampa.
Good. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you very much. We're in the Swanee River Jamboree every Saturday night. That's a good plug. So, should like the people to come on over and see us on Saturday night.
Yes, because these boys are carrying on in the tradition. The Swanee River Jamboree is a very remarkable show that's been going for a long, long time over in Live Oak, and I hope you'll go.
Thank you. I don't know too many folk songs, all of any, in fact. I know a little bit of a lot of them, but decided we do one of the songs that we do over at the Jamboree. It's a country song. It's not considered folk, but maybe you'll like it. It's, I can't stop loving you, so I've made up my mind to live. I can't stop wanting you, it's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Those happy hours that we once knew, so makes me blue. They say that time heals a broken heart, but time has stood still since we've been apart. I can't stop loving you, so I've made up my mind to live in memories of a lonesome time. I can't stop wanting you, it's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of you.
Thank you very much.
A handsome young man and a pretty song, a wonderful combination. And there are two more handsome ones. Let's see, who's the next one up there? All right, I'll just turn it over to them. One.
Can you hear it? There we are. My name's supposed to be Willie Mathis, but after today, I don't know. I rode up here with Leadfoot Evans, all the way from Tampa.
See what he got me? My amplifier don't work.
Like Leo said, we don't do too much folk music. We play in Live Oak every Saturday night at the Swanee River Jamboree. We have a big time. And any Saturday night when you're not doing anything, drop by and see us. We'd be glad to have you. And I'd like to say that you folks up here should be real proud of White Springs, because the vegetation and everything else up here must be a lot better than it is in Tampa, because we can't grow skeeters down there like y'all got up here. I'm telling you, I was talking to a soldier out there a while ago. He said two of them come in and started to bite him, and then they changed their mind until they turned his dog tags over to see what type of blood he had before they bit him. We'll do a little bit different type of song. It's one that would more or less be about some fisherman that lost his girlfriend or something up in the Louisiana part of the country. If I can get Mr. Evans.
I ain't got no electric one, so I'll just pick with
you. Yeah, that's all right.
Well, if you can't pick electric, I can, buddy.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my. Me gotta go, pull the piro down the bio. My bond speed is one, me oh my. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jumbo like crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete meal. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Can you kick? Yeah! And I'll catch all the fish in the bayou. Spend my money to buy Yvonne what she needed. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jumbo like crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Michelle Mill. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. You giving up? Yeah. Jumbo like crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Michelle Mill. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Thank you very much. And now that I got my little bit done, I'll get back out of the way and let Mr. Frank Evans have it.
Do I gotta stick this in my pocket? Well, all right. We're going to try a song. I was reading Tampa Tribune down there, and I looked in the paper, and it says Frank Evans is going to be on the Stephen Foster Memorial, and he's going to sing Blue Tail Fly. And that's the first I heard about it, so I had to learn Blue Tail Fly, which I have never done before. And after tonight, I'll probably never do it again because I'll probably mess it all up. But we're going to give it a try anyway. Let me see if I can attach this thing onto a shirt collar. I was going to play the banjo, but I lost a pick, so I guess I'll play guitar. And no comments from the country cloggers up there in the peanut gallery.
How about a comment? Why don't you want to borrow a banjo?
Well, has somebody got a thumb pick here? A thumb pick, one of them ones that goes on your thumb. Well, I've got a straight pick, but I need a thumb pick. Yeah, for a banjo.
Anybody have a thumb pick? All right.
Well?
Time's a-wasting.
Well, I tell you what, we'll just go ahead and do it with a guitar. One called Blue Tail Fly. When I was young, I used to wait on master and give him his plate and pass the bottle when he got dry. And chase away the blue tail fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. And when he'd ride in the afternoon, I'd follow him with a hickory broom. The pony being rather shy was bitten by a blue tail fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care.
give me cracked corn, and I don't care. My master's gone away. One day he ride around the farm. The flies are numerous, they did swarm. One chance to bite him on the thigh. Devil take the blue tail fly. Give me cracked corn, and I don't care. Give me cracked corn, and I don't care. Give me cracked corn, and I don't care. My master's gone away. The horse, he jumped, he run and pitch. He threw the old man in the ditch. He died, and the jury wondered why. The verdict was the blue tail fly. Give me cracked corn, and I don't care. Give me cracked corn, and I don't care. Give me cracked corn, and I don't care. My master's gone away. They lay him under a cemetery. His epitaph is there to see. Beneath the stone I'm forced to lie. The victim of the blue tail fly. Give me cracked corn and I don't care. Give me cracked corn and I don't care. Give me cracked corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. Give me cracked corn and I don't care. Give me cracked corn and I don't care. Give me cracked corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Well, we go pick, man. Play it without my pick.
Give me that.
Well, the lady a while ago who was playing the instrument in her lap, she had a thumb pick. If she's still around here.
She does.
Good.
Well, I could sure use one.
Put this on, I get it for you.
All right. I'll take it. Well, if any of y'all folks are not doing anything on Saturday nights, why don't you drop out and see us at the Swanee Agricultural Building? In Live Oak, Florida.
There you go.
Oh, Frank, now, I believe you have a special technique there.
Well, it's a little different style than the most of the banjo players have been up here.
Uh-huh.
It's probably originated a little later by people like Flat and Scruggs and Bill Monroe. Well, he didn't originate it, but in his style of music. And it's played with... about 15 years ago, I guess.
Three-finger picking, this is.
What's that?
Three-finger picking.
Yeah, that's right. Three fingers with two picks and, two-finger picks and one thumb pick. And, Leo, if you'd hang on to this, I think we'd be much better off. And just hang on. Hold on right down there. Right there.
Hang on the string. How about that?
One called...
All righty.
Yeah, one called Earl's Breakdown.
Remove yourselves from those seats now, because I'm going to call the country cloggers up again, and we want to see them, and we thank you kindly, and I do believe...